It's Sunday, the 3rd of March, and it's a calm but grey day this morning at approximately 9:30 a.m. And the reason I jumped in so quick this morning was, if you wondered what that strange sound was as I stepped out the door into the garden, it was a swan, a solitary swan flying overhead. I'm always amazed at that wonderful sound they make when flying. Anyway, now that we're awake and talking, yes, finally awake, I should say, actually, and talking. Slept for 12 hours last night. We were at the car boot sale yesterday, my wife raising funds for to send a friend of ours to Lourdes, and it was a gorgeous day. She's actually coming out of the shower this morning, I could see the sunburn around her face and neck. But last night, after we had packed up and unloaded the car and loaded everything back up into the attic, and it all takes time and it doesn't seem like work, but it is. But so by around 6, 7 o'clock in the evening, we were falling asleep in the chairs. So we went to the bed and went to bed, sorry, at 8 o'clock. Yeah, the earliest we have ever went to bed under normal circumstances, I'll say. And we slept right through till just after 8 this morning. It was incredible. So I'm a wee bit stiff this morning. Not from yesterday's exploits, but from lying in bed for just over 12 hours. But it was worth it. Certainly was. I think I said I would update that audio boo at the end of the day. The one I did yesterday. But I didn't. So I'll do it now. And she actually, for the charity itself, cleared after paying dues, etc. I think it was about £310 or £320. Something like that. In the one day. It was incredible. So she was on a bit of a high. So now we'll take a lazy day today. I'm not sure we'll even go anywhere. We might just laze about and potter, as they say. I love pottering. Pottering's good. It suggests an activity between doing something constructive and doing nothing. So I'll be in that pottering phase probably today. As I said, it's grey this morning, but calm. So many snowdrops up in the garden now. Forgotten just how many wee clumps that had popped in at different places last year. I mean, even ones that at this moment have only about 3 flowers on them. But it's gorgeous to see these in swaths, just like daffodils. And I bought my original clump from a guy the south side of Lanark, a town about 18 miles south of here. And we drove out through along this country road, and I spotted this beautiful old house standing with a good bit of ground and beautiful big trees, and all I could see was white on the ground. I thought it was snowing. And just in his garden. And then I noticed a wee wooden sign, "Snowdrops for sale." So I immediately backed the car up and went in the drive. And they had them all laid out in different sized pots on an old wooden trellis with the prices on. And it was an honesty box. You took what you wanted and just put the money in the box. And I loved the fact that you had an honesty box. But it so happens that he heard the car coming in and sauntered round from the back. And we had a wee chat. And he told me he has to dig them up every year and sell some because they just spread like wildfire. When you have, he says, around an acre of snowdrops, you actually have to keep cropping it back. And here we are. We go to garden centres here and we pay £5 or £10 for a small pot of snowdrops. And in his garden, he used to take the hatchet to them every year, every spring. It's a strange world. So I'm hoping to have swaths. Well, if I'm here long enough, that is. But either way, I'll be taking them with me. When I move. I'll certainly be taking my prize clump with me. It'll be going. So a quiet Sunday morning. Feel as if I want to be in a quiet mood today. I bought Niger seeds at the market yesterday. Couldn't get them anywhere else without sending away for them. So I bought a bag yesterday. Put them in the seeder, specialist seed feeder, I should say, for the Nigers. And literally, within an hour, the goldfinches were down. And they've been there this morning. They're not there just now because my big white iron jumper is probably frightening them to death. It's either out of my head. But they'll be back as soon as I disappear indoors. It's great. Once you get one or two goldfinches at these Niger feeders, you tend to end up with flocks all waiting their turn in a wee queue on the tree branches or on the fence top. It's wonderful to see them. The tropical wee birds. So, it's actually very quiet this morning. Very quiet indeed. So, I'll just leave you with the birds then. While I go into pottering mode.